God, y'all can be seated. How am I supposed to follow all of that? Goodness gracious. Oh, man. All right, let's get right into it. Coming from Psalms 23:5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace in believing that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. So, the title of my message today is, what are you filled with? So, we as Christians and believers of Christ know what we should be filled with, but honestly, do you know what you're filled with? To put in perspective, are you filled with the love of Christ based on the verses I just read out, or are you 50-50 love of Christ on Sunday, kind of wilding on Monday, you're on the fence because of the, you know, love of worldly vices, or are you completely empty? You're filled with nothing, and you're trying to find yourself. These are real questions we should ask ourselves, especially if we feel stuck or stagnant in our walk with Christ, or even if we want to begin that walk with Christ. A good indicator of where you are based on the three perspectives I mentioned is, how do you react to things in your everyday life? Say you're walking down the street, someone, random person, just, hey, how you doing? You know, do you greet them back with, I'm doing good, and keep it moving, or do you look at them like they kicked you in your knee or something and just keep on walking like you're angry? Or if you're at work, especially in customer service, and for my customer service folks, you know how it can be. So say, you know, you're at work, somebody greets you, do you make eye contact, smile, have good customer service, or do you give them the stuck look like they're burned towards you and that they did something to you and you're very short with them? It's all about how you respond. So being filled with the love of Christ is very infectious. If you're filled with the love of Christ, you don't have to do much. It's just people gravitate towards you because you're just being yourself. And they always hit you with that, I don't know what's something about you, but I like it and I'm on it, you know? And when you have that love of Jesus, it just always shows. It's not fake. It's not something that you can just pull out. It's there. It's authentic. It's placed within you, and it's grown, and it's manifested, and it does its thing. So being filled with worldly vices will always have you in a constant state of being unstable, where people rarely want to approach you because they don't know what they're going to get, how you're going to react, how you're going to be. Are you going to be version A, version B, version C? Like, they just don't know. And then being filled with absolutely nothing always leaves you in a state of wandering, self-questioning, thinking too much. And then if you're influenced by other people, their influence rubs off on you, not you being your own person, but being how they are. So, and that could be a good or bad thing based on who you're around. But in the end, we as Christians, we strive to be filled with the love of Christ daily. We strive to be a light and an example to those who are filled with emptiness and those who are riding the fence. But life be lifing. And we ourselves got to reset and check ourselves from time to time and really reevaluate what's going on. Sometimes we get off track on what we are filled with. And through the Holy Spirit, you'll get that conviction if, man, this ain't right, or man, this ain't me, or man, I could have handled it a little differently than I actually did. As Mr. Herb likes to say, it's a heart thing. It really is a heart thing. And what's in your heart and your character will always come forth when you're being tested. And if you don't like what comes out when the world's testing you and you're seeking to make that change, just remember that all things are possible with God. Change can and will occur with prayer, meditation, but you got to be disciplined with it. If you need extra help, that's what our pastors are here for. That's what the ministers are here for. That's what the deacons are here for. That's what we are here for, to help you get a sense of you have a path on what you're trying to do, and God has prepared that path for you, but he places other people around you to ensure that you're walking, whether it be through signs and wonders, whether it be through a song, whether it be through anything. He gives you that confirmation that, yeah, you're good, you're all right, just keep going. So, again, I ask you, what do you feel with today? How do you approach everyday life and those people that you encounter? When you see a cup that's halfway, do you see it as half empty or half full? What is your perspective on how you see life? Do you want to make a change if you're not satisfied with where you are in your walk with Christ? These are questions you should ask yourself when you feel like, all right, something ain't right, I'm a little off. And always, 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 God will answer you in his time, in his way, for you to completely understand, to know that it is him, and it's not a trick of the enemy, or it's not you feeding you. It's definitely, it's a clear, concise voice. So this message was very near and dear to me, because with the industry that I work in, I encounter people in all walks of life from every which way, and it's really easy to think that you're good, but then something happens to bring out, okay, that's something I need to fix, that's something I need to work on, which is a very good thing, but it also could be one of those things where, you know, God reminds you that, hey, I'm still here. You know, yeah, all the lights are green right now, but praise me anyhow. Don't hit me up when it starts turning yellow or when you're stuck or stopped. Don't put me in the trunk. I'm right here every single day. Talk to me when it's good. Talk to me when it's bad. And your light will shine for those who necessarily have an inkling to know who he is and have a urge to know what he's about, but don't know where to start. And the Lord is a gentleman, so he will always make it so that people that want to get to know him and want to come to Christ, they're going to be around people or gravitate to people who are already in Christ, but are authentic. It's not something that they just do on Sundays and Sundays only. They do it 7 days a week, 365, 366 in leap year, but they're always there. And they come to you in your workplace. They come to you in your neighborhood, even your own family, you know. And that's the blessed thing about, you know, following God and loving God and being with God. You don't have to do more than you need to. You don't have to be a walking billboard of, hey, look at me, look at what I got, this, that, and the third. No, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. It will work out. It will work out. It's a marathon, not a sprint. It's not quick. It's your life. It's from beginning to end, from Alpha to Omega. Mm-hmm. This whole thing of what you're filled with and what you have in you is you, and it can always change. And yeah, things are not going to be easy all the time. And I mean, that, like I said, life be life, and you're going to have to reevaluate where you are. And that's God letting you know that, man, you're not perfect till you see me. So keep working on yourself. Keep doing what you need to do to strive to be like me. So then when you see me face to face, you know you're good to go. You're done. The last time I was up here, Mother Scott was sitting right there. It was her last Sunday. His last Sunday was all in this church. It's the fourth Sunday in May. It sticks with me, and I carry it because that Sunday, somebody was getting prayed on, and I kept going. I kept preaching because when I'm up here, y'all, this is hard. I'm not going to sit up here and sugarcoat. This is hard, but, you know, with God, all things are possible. So I was still preaching, still giving my message, and I could see what was going on, but I just kept going, and I could see her in my peripheral paying attention of what I was saying. And then after the service, we had a conversation. Because normally before I come up, I got the jitters, I'm nervous. Lord, I want this to be of you and none of me. Mm-hmm. So having a conversation with her, you know, it was near and dear to me, not knowing that was the last time I would actually see her here with us in the flesh. But I know she's definitely looking down on us and smiling. And I carry that with me because, you know, you never know, you know, how life is going to life. You never know when your last days are near. You never know when the person next to you is not going to be here. So there's a new saying out called, give people their flowers while they're here. So, and we do that every October, every fourth Sunday. We give our pastor their flowers while they're here. And I greatly appreciate that, because we live in a society, in a world that feasts on bad news. That gets the headlines. Tragedy. We celebrate, have anniversary for things of failure and of just negativity. But God will always make it so that you can be able to stand and be happy and have pure, unadulterated joy through Him. And I thank God for His church, because we definitely have that here. Despite what goes on outside these walls, we as a body definitely love the Lord, and there's no doubt about that. So always giving honor to my pastors, my ministers, Aunt She, media team, praise team, senior praise team, all of you that are here, you know, love you guys, greatly appreciate you guys. And if you're going through, we're all here to help. You're not alone in this walk. It is a personal walk, but you're not alone in your walk. It is a one-on-one relationship, but we're always here for help and for guidance. And if you feel like you're empty, if you feel like you're filled with the wrong things, pray on it. Meditate on it. Make the change that you know you need to make and hold on for dear life as that change occurs, because you will be tested in your change. And once you are filled, you're good to go. And keep on filling yourself. When you pour water in a cup, that cup is a foundation. What comes out that cup will keep spilling over, but the foundation of the cup never changes. So have a solid foundation on whatever you're going through, and let whatever's in you, especially the love of Christ, let it spill out to people that you come in contact with. Let it spill out to those people that want to do the same thing, but just they're a little afraid. They don't want to leave the crowd. They like what they're doing, but they know that it's not them long term. Just be yourself, and God will take care of the rest. Thank you.